Paul, how do you like your team's bounce back after?
Good. Some money on the floor that falls out. Just don't want everybody to die for it at the same time. I didn't think we had, and we're down two, and I didn't think we had a bad start. The first four chances of the game were ours, so we liked that, and then a couple of mistakes and the pucks in the back of the net, but our game really didn't change. Came kind of right back. That's a tough game for our team to come off the West Coast 4-6, and then what you need is guys who don't play 20 minutes a night, but have played really well for you, do what they did. So the Hendricks line makes that game 2-1, and if it's 2-1 going in between periods, we're in good shape, but we're all right. So tying it was critical to I think things got rolling pretty good for us after that.
What's been the key to that line's success so far?
They're good. Like you got a guy that'll win face-offs and grind, and all three of them are hard on the puck, but pretty disciplined, right, with their sticks. Pearl and Armia are real high skill level. You know, you don't see guys like that coming off the bench fourth or whenever I would put them out there. And a couple of veteran guys there that like playing with each other and having fun. And it's a lot more fun if you get points, so they're creating offense.
Their power play was red hot coming into the game. Yeah. How much added emphasis was on discipline, I guess, tonight?
Well, we talked about it as much as anything, just to be aware of when we're doing our PK meeting, how hot it was, and they've been scoring off the rush, and they've been scoring in low plays, and so we spend time making the group aware. I mean, they had 21 goals in their last six games, with 10 of them off the power play, so if you stayed at the penalty box, you could cut their offense in half pretty quick.
Paul, since the first week of the season, your team hasn't let a poor or a mediocre night lead into the next. Where is the belief in this team? Where is it coming from?
I'm going to say the room. You don't have to do a lot of reinforcing, I don't think, on the bench about their minds. They know. We've had a few tough games, right? So the Nashville game, our number's not good going into the third period, but the third period was really strong. And San Jose, you're down a bunch going into the third, but they just played the same game. So I had really good leadership in the room, right? Had a little bit of success now, so they kind of have gotten the point to know how to handle when things aren't going your way. And now you don't even have to say anything, right? They're kind of reinforcing that.